Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, 854, Yogisha, means yogi, one who practices yoga, and Isha, the master. So this can mean he who is a yogi, yogi was the previous name in Vishnu Sahasranama, and who is Isha, who is the controller, or more generally it's taken to mean the master of all yogis. Now, the previous name, yogi, in the context of Vishnu, means yogisha, means he's the best of all yogis, or the lord of all yogis, but that's emphasized or clarified in this name, yogisha. Others, such as Lord Shiva, can also be called yogisha. And many yogis, out of the yogis in Kali Yuga, probably most of them are more focused towards Shiva than to Vishnu. So he can also be called yogisha. There are others also, the great yoga master Goraknath, after whom the town in Uttar Pradesh, Gorakhpur, is named, can also be called yogisha because he was a great yogi and he had many disciples. The whole sampradaya came out after him. So conventionally he could be considered yogisha in that sense. But in the fullest and truest sense, Vishnu must be called yogisha. He's the foremost of all yogis and the foremost even among those who are yogish. He is yoga. That is one name in Vishnu Sahasranam. He is a yogi. He is the goal of yoga. And he is the bestower of perfection in yoga. He is both a yogi and the Isha who the true yogis aspire to attain. Dhyana avastito tadgatena manasa pashyanti am yoginaha. Bhagavatam describes that the genuine yogis, they meditate upon him. They see him in their meditation. So he is the one who true yogis aspire to attain. That includes all kinds of yogis, not just the meditative yogi, the best of all yogis, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, a well-known verse. Yogi nam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shadhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mataha. Krishna says of all the kinds of yogis, the one who is a bhakti yogi, who's linked with me, having taken me into his heart with full faith, I consider him the best of yogis. So he is the one whom all yogis ultimately aspire to, whether they acknowledge it or know it or not. And those yogis who aspire for yoga siddhis, anima, lagima, prapti, mahima, so on, they imitate him. Or they want to be like him, they want to emulate him. There are many yogis, but there's only one true yogisha, the one who's on top of them all. Parashara Bhatta, we're going back to name 847 now, the name Svadritta. Parashara Bhatta, starting from there, has given interpretations for the names in Sri Vishnu Sahasranama according to his, Vishnu's, relationship with, dealings with the three kinds of jivas. It means the conditioned souls, the liberated souls, and the eternally liberated. Drawing in themes from the last few names, Parashara Bhatta says that Vishnu is called Yogisha because he is the foremost lord of all the yogis, okay? And he takes it upon himself, takes the responsibility, Bharabrit, the name we just had, to bring about the perfection for the yogis, to help them to become perfect. Because it's not easy to get free from the shackles of this material world. Even great yogis like Sanak and Sanatan, Parashara Bhakta says, they are automatically, due to their advancement in previous lives, they're gifted with tremendous ability to practice yoga, to meditate, to perform austerities, but still it is his intervention by which they can attain the real perfection, the real yoga siddhi, which is to go to Vaikuntha. In this regard, Parashara Bhatta quotes from Vishnu Purana, Sanandadin apakalmashan munin chakara bhuya ati pavitram padam. He, referring to Vishnu, conferred the ati pavitra, the most pure, the highly pure padam, situation, param padam, the Vaikuntha world, upon Sanak, Sanatan, Sanat, and Sananda, and so many other rishis. Sri V.V. Ramanujan, another commentator, refers, as he usually does in his commentaries, he always goes to the Divya Prabandham, so he quotes from Narmaravar's Tiruvai Moli Pasuram, which conveys the sense of him being the yogish who is worshipped by the yogis. He says that, quoting here from Namalava, that the great rishis such as Janaka and Sanaka, who have clear vision, understanding, and discrimination, having performed great austerities in devotion. So that's one kind. That's jivas who have come up or are on the way up. And then the second kind, the muktas, who have become liberated. They're already in Vaikuntha. And they're there, having become enamored by him. And the nityas, the pure souls, who never had any touch with material existence, they're always in Vaikuntha. All of them serve him, Vishnu, with delight. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives a similar meaning. He's the master of yogis such as the four Kumaras. He gives them the path of yoga. So that's another nuance on understanding the name yogi, yogish. That he's the one who gives, it's him who has made the different paths of yoga. Particularly referring here, yogi, yogish, to the meditative system of yoga. So he's the one who's given it. He's the root of the yoga system, therefore he's the master of it. Shankaracharya gives the simple, straightforward meaning. He's the supreme among all yogis. And he explains that other yogis, those who are practicing yoga in order to become perfect, they are always subject to temptations, falling from their position. But Bhagavan, he's never, no such thing. He won't fall. The example, Nara Nara and Rishi, they They come to this world to show the path of tapasya, of austerity, how to be a perfect yogi. And Indradev, one time, taking them to be ordinary living beings who were practicing yoga, became afraid that by the mystic power they would accrue by practicing yoga, that they would become so powerful that they could take over his position as Indra, or they could rival him. And therefore he sent Kamadev, the god of lust or love, if whatever you want to call it, along with beautiful women to try to tempt Nara and Narayana Rishi. But they simply laughed and said that, oh, you have some beautiful girls? Well, we can produce beautiful girls also. And from their actual yoga city, which they already had, they just produced several beautiful girls, said, give them to Indra. He can take some beautiful girls. Now you can choose one and take. Tilakottama, I believe they took. The most, Tilak means who's on top, and Uttama means on top of the top. So the most beautiful. So they took her. And so in this way, he shows that he's not subject to fall down. He's not going to fall down. Srila Prabhupada gives the remarkable analogy in one of his Bhagavad Gita purports that Haridas Thakur didn't fall down when tempted by Maya, but at the desire of the demigods, she, previous to that, had tempted him and lured him from his solitary life, and she married him. He got disturbed, although Srila Prabhupada also quotes from Kalidas's Kumara Sambhava, the play of Kalidas. Kumara means, oh, now we're getting into a long story. Kartikeya, Sambhava means the birth. So the birth of Kartikeya, how he came to be born, oh, it's a big long story. But anyway, Srila Prabhupada gives the remarkable example that Lord Shiva was disturbed by Maya, but Haridas Thakur, being a pure devotee, wasn't. Of course, Lord Shiva is the eternal husband of Maya also. But anyway, the point is that one who takes shelter of Yogisha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, can become completely free from lust. But it's not easy in this world. Haridas Thakur was exceptional. That's pointed out in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was exceptional in forbearance, and Ramananda Rai was exceptional in overcoming lust, although Haridas Thakur also. But they demonstrated different qualities. So anyway, yogis, we should take shelter of Krishna to become free from lusty desires. Many have fallen on the devotional path, on the various yoga paths, so we should pray to Krishna to help us. And Srila Prabhupada recommends, especially if we're feeling harassed by lusty desires, sexual desires, to pray to Haridas Thakur, who showed or demonstrated in his life how to be free, or that he was free from sexual desires, so absorbed in chanting the holy names of Krishna. Krishna Datta Bharadvaj, another commentator, gives the understanding that yogish means that he is worshipped and meditated upon by the karma yogis, jnana yogis, and bhakti yogis. And he quotes from Gita, Yogi Namapi Sarvesham Labdhate Nantaratmana Shraddhavan Bhajate Yomang Samayuktata Momataha. That among all yogis who worships me with great faith, having taken me, who's taken me into the core of their heart, I consider him the best of the yogis. So karma yogis and jnana yogis, maybe indirectly they worship Vishnu. He's the best of the yogis in as much as he doesn't go to the forest and run away from the world, but even in the middle of the world, he's within it, but he's not affected by it. He doesn't have to run away. So in that sense, he may not appear that he's like a yogi. He's dancing with young girls, and then he becomes the prince of Dwarka. He may appear like he's a very worldly involved kind of person, but he's aloof. At the same time, he's not affected by material desires, which is what yogis try to do. That's the big thing that they're trying to do. Satyasandha Tirtha gives an understanding different from all the others. Yoginam Sham. Sham means auspiciousness or happiness. Yoginam Sham Yasmat Iti Yogishaha. By meditating upon whom the yogis attain happiness or auspiciousness. Sham means auspiciousness. Shankara, name of Lord Shiva, who makes auspiciousness. So the one from meditating upon him, the yogis attain auspiciousness and happiness, is called Yogisha. Another similar understanding, giving sham, giving auspiciousness and happiness to Lakshmi. Therefore, he's known as Yogisha. Satyadevo Vashishta takes the word here in Yogish. He takes the word yoga, analyzing it as union, and says that he keeps everything in the material world together. For instance, the bones in the body of animals with skeletons, not exoskeletons, but regular skeletons. He gives that as an example of how everything is put in place properly. Everything's held together. That's a microcosmic example. The whole universe is held together by his power of yoga. Therefore, he's called Yogish, which is pretty much the same as his interpretation of the name Yogi. Another meaning of Yogish, he is the Lord or the master of all ways and means, methods, upais, We see in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Esha te bihita sankhe buddhi yoge tvimang shrinu. Krishna says, I will now outline to you the systems or the methods which you should listen and hear. Of course, here, Srila Prabhupada takes here Sankhya and Buddhi Yoga as two terms, but here it's analyzed differently. The methods of practicing Sankhya and Buddhi, and this goes from the 45th verse of the second chapter right up to the end of the chapter, the 72nd verse. So Krishna is outlining the ways and means for practicing yoga, very much emphasizing control of the senses and the mind, and steadiness, not being affected by the ups and downs of the world. One interpretation given here is Yatra Yogishvara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanadharaha, from the last verse of Bhagavad Gita. Although Yogishvara and Yogish means the same, but actually it's in every recension of Bhagavad Gita we always see the name Yogishvara, but somehow it's become Yogishvara. There is a different meaning. Yogishvara means Lord of the Yogis. Yogeshvara means the Lord of Yoga. So there is a somewhat difference. Going on to name 855, Sarva Kamada, he who bestows all desires. Sarvan Kaman Dadati Iti Sarva Kamada. That's how to say he who bestows all desires in Sanskrit. And there have been names like this previously in Vishnu Sahasranam. Varada, the best of giver of boons. Kama Prada, one who gives or fulfills desires, or one who infuses desire, that can mean also, but it's already discussed. Coming up later, about 50 names later. Swasti Dakshinaha, one who gives liberally. Bhuri Dakshinaha, one who gives liberally and is as Dakshina, as remuneration to the priests and the brahmanas. Parashara Bhatta describes this name as meaning the one who grants all desires sought by the yogis. They want anima. We've been anima, mahima, lagima, whatever. You want it? Okay, he'll give it. It's not that you just turn up and ask for it. You have to do your work also as a yogi. But he gives it. It may be an impediment to the path of salvation, but if you really want it, he'll give it. Even if the yogi who starts out searching for liberation but gets distracted by feeling, now I'm getting all this power, I can do all these mystic things, and he gets distracted by this, and so he settles for something which is a very it's negligible kind of benefit, but to him it seems very great, being influenced by Maya. But still, Bhagavan gives him that. And Parashara Bhatta notes that even the yogis, it's common that they get distracted. They may even fall down into gross lust. But their effort is not lost. On the yoga path, whatever one does remains with him. He'll get a good birth in the next life. Parashara Bhatta quotes from Gita, Prapya Punya Kritam Lokan Ushitva Shashvati Samaha Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bijayate. That someone who has fallen from the path of yoga, Krishna assures him, Nahi kalyana krit kaschid durgatim tata gacchati. Krishna assures Arjuna, don't worry, he's on a good path, he won't be spoiled, he won't be destroyed. But if he does fall from the path, then in his next life he'll take birth in a suitable situation. I'll read this whole section of Bhagavad Gita, the Sanskrit verses and the translation given by Srila Prabhupada. It's very instructive and very heartening, because we who are on the bhakti yoga path, I can say for myself, and I'm pretty sure it's true for everyone else, we have the tendency to strive to go up and then boom, we're falling down again. It seems to be very, very hard to go up, but Krishna assures us that even if we make a major fall, if we're sincere, He'll look after us. And that's true even of the yogis who are not fully on the devotional path. So Arjuna, he asks, Arjuna Uvacha, Ayati Shraddhayopeto Yogach Chalita Manasaha. Aprapya Yoga Sangsiddhim Kangatim Krishna Gachati. Arjuna said, O Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later desists due to worldly-mindedness and thus does not attain perfection in mysticism? In yoga, what happens? Kachinno bhaya vibhrashtash chinna brahmeva nashyati apratishto mahabaho vimudho brahmana pati. Actually, understanding the Sanskrit, at least to a little extent, it really helps to get the feel of the verse. Apratishto, it's just like, you're nowhere. O mighty Arjuna, Krishna, does not such a man who is bewildered from the path of transcendence fall away from both spiritual and material success and perish like a riven cloud with no position in any sphere? Etanne sangshayam Krishna chetam arhasya sheshataha tvadanya sangshayas yasya chetana hi upapadyate. This is my doubt, O Krishna, and I ask you to dispel it completely. But for you, no one is to be found who can destroy this doubt. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Krishna is immediately ready, he replies. He doesn't have to think about it, go and look it up in the Veda base, any such thing. He's Bhagavan, after all. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Partha naiveha namutra vinashas tasya vidyate Nahi kalyana krit kaschid durgating tata gachati. Personally, this line gives me a lot of hope. Nahi kalyana krit kaschid durgating tata gachati. And seeing in the lives of others also. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Son of Pritha, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities, does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. Doesn't attain to an inauspicious situation. Prapya punya kritang lokan ushitva shashvati samaha shuchinang srimatang gehe yoga bhrashto bhijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. Atava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam etadhi durlabhatarang loke janma yadidrisham. Or, if unsuccessful, after long practice of yoga, he takes his birth in a family of transcendentalists who are surely great in wisdom. Certainly such a birth is rare in this world. Tatra tang buddhi sangyogam labhate pauravadehikam yatate chatato bhuya sangsidhau kurunandana. On taking such a birth, he revives the divine consciousness of his previous life and he again tries to make further progress in order to achieve complete success. O son of Kuru, Purvabhyasena tenaiva hriyate pyavishopi saha jinyasurapi yogasya shabda brahmati vartate. By virtue of the divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles even without seeking them. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. Prayatnad yatamanas tu yogi sang shuddha kilbishaha. Aneka janma sang siddhasta troyati param gatim. And when the yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed of all contaminations, then ultimately achieving perfection after many, many births of practice, he attains the supreme goal. He does it. He'll get there. Krishna's helping. So yogis, when we say he's the Lord of all yogis, we think, yeah, he is above them all. But it also gives the understanding by going through these verses in Gita, we can especially get the understanding. He's the Lord of them, he's the master of them, means he's also helping to pull them up. He's the master of them, just like we can say that the master of a herd of cows is very concerned with their welfare, or the father of the children is concerned with their welfare. So his being yogish, it's very reassuring for the yogi that we have our master. We're trying. We're not very good. I'm trying in yoga, but I'm not very good, but Krishna will help. That's especially in bhakti yoga, which begins with dainya bhav, or feeling oneself very low and dependent. The problem with the yoga path is that many who take to it, they have the feeling like, I'm going to control my senses, I'm going to conquer over Maya. And then they go out, well, they remain within Maya by thinking like that. And then they don't get the blessings of Yogish. Baladev Vidyabhushan takes a similar stance. Quoting that Bhishma is talking about this. Bhishma then shows that the maintenance of devotees who have fallen down due to sensual desires, vasana, the Supreme Lord is sarva kamada, for the yogis who have fallen due to sensual desires. He fulfills their sensual desires. Fulfills the sensual desires of the yogis. Sarva Kamada. Linking this name with the previous two names, Yogi and Yogish. So he's Yogish Sarva Kamada, the Lord of Yoga who fulfills the desire of those who fall away from the path of yoga, and from those who stay on the path also. Shankara quotes the Brahma Sutra, Pallamata Upapate. Hey, he, the Supreme Lord, is capable of bestowing any benefits for practicing yoga or whatever. Therefore, he sarva kamada. And in this regard, Krishna Datta Bharadvaj quotes from the Bhagavatam. Probably those of you who are listening have been waiting to hear this verse. Ah, when you hear this, you must immediately, when you hear the name Sarva Kamada, Da would be female. So you must be waiting for this verse. Okay, here it is. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udara dihi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Who has no desire? Someone has no desire. Someone is full of desire. Someone who desires liberation. Udara dhi can be translated as someone who has got very wide intelligence. Or you could say intense devotion. They worship the Supreme Person, Krishna. In other words, whether we desire dharma, artha, kama, or moksha, or Krishna, we should worship him intensely. Yes, tivrena bhakti yogena, worship him intensely. Varnashram dharma, people are concerned. In Varnashram dharma, people are concerned generally with dharma, artha, and kama. Some may come to the platform moksha. Varnashram dharma should be centered on worshipping Vishnu. Radha Krishna Shastri quotes from Chandogya Upanishad. Esha u eva vamani resha sarvani vamani nayati. Sarvani vamani nayati ya evam veda. He alone is vamani, since he grants all good things to those who take refuge in him. Then another sub-commentator, N.S. Anantarangacharya, explains that vamani here refers to one who bestows all auspiciousness on those who take refuge on him. And there's some comment on the Sanskrit here that this statement in Sanskrit, it's said with great emphasis. He will help you. He will fulfill your desire. Bhagavatam, there are so many instances of Krishna fulfilling the desire of his devotees. I'm going to quote Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 20, 20, verse 25 as a sample. Sa upa vraja varadam. Here we have Varada, giver of boon. Sa upa vraja varadam prapanaharati harang harim. Anugrahaya bhaktanam anurupatna darshanam. Brahma approached the personality of Godhead, who bestows all boons, varadam, and he is prapanaharati haram harim. He dispels the agony of his devotees, those who take shelter of his lotus feet. Anugrahaya bhaktanam, being kind to his devotees, he manifests himself in various forms, shows himself to them in various forms. From Bhagavatam also we have Krishna saying to Muchukunda, one who has satisfied me need never again lament. Sarvakamada, he gave karma, or he implanted desire in Shiva in the form of Mohini, Mohini avatar, female form of God. He implanted desire in Shiva, who is otherwise desireless, who is a yogi, even though he's in the presence of Durga, the Adishtatri, the overseeing Adishtatruni, the overseeing demigoddess of the material energy. He doesn't desire anything, but Vishnu inspired desire in him. So he's the giver of the bestower of all that is desired. So one thing we should be careful, what we desire, because if we desire unholy things, we might end up getting it. Let us keep our desires pure by hearing about, meditating upon, chanting about, chanting the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chunakam padayone patikrit vacha kakushatam etad aham bravimi. Hey sadhava sakla eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charne kurutanurada. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu makaro navayam vichara yamaha. Hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.